You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds
on Minnesota Public Radio News. Hi, my name is Kirsten Hambleton, and I'm a proud member of the theater scene in Duluth. There is a wonderful production of Treasure Island this weekend through Wise Fool Theater. Treasure Island is one of those stories written a long time ago that still is so exciting. Pirates, we've got stolen treasure and maps and all kinds of swashbuckling on stage. I think the best thing is I've seen a lot of adaptations. This is an original one done by Wise Fool Theater, and I have a six-year-old son who loves pirates, and he was just absolutely enthralled with it from beginning to end, was so well-behaved, really into it. It was wonderful. It is aimed at children, although I will tell you, the adults were equally entertained. And I think the best part is all of the kids at every show get a free Treasure Island book. Wise Fool Theater's production of Treasure Island runs through this Sunday in Duluth.
Hi, my name is Jim Ahrens. I'm a singer and an actor in the Twin Cities.
When the coast is clear, I creep to the card catalog.
I'm looking forward to seeing As One, which is a chamber opera that's being presented by Skylark Opera Theater. As One is about a transsexual woman's journey from discovering who she is to becoming who she is. It's rather unique in that you have two singers playing one part. You have a bass baritone playing Hannah before, and you have a mezzo-soprano playing Hannah after. And the singing is absolutely beautiful. I always get a little nervous or skeptical when I hear about a play that's about a very topical issue. When I see a piece of art, I like to think it's speaking to universal themes. And As One actually does. Yes, it does speak very powerfully about one transsexual person's journey. But that's also, in many ways, the journey we all have, trying to discover and then become who we are. Skylark Opera Theater's As One is running for the next two weekends at the North Garden Theater in St. Paul.
My name is Bettina Park. I'm the executive director of the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, and my family comes from Cheyenne River and Standing Rock Sioux. If you haven't gone to see the art show at the All My Relations Gallery, you really have to go see it. The show is called Bring Her Home, A Stolen Daughters of Turtle Island. It's about the issue of murdered and missing Indigenous women. The artwork, it's hard to describe because it has such an impact. There's a lot of different multimedia stuff going on. So we have some paintings, but there's also a beautiful kind of interactive piece where people can take these strips of red cloth to represent the individuals they knew, their family, their friends, who either missing, who were murdered, and they're on the ground in front of this sculpture of two women who are kind of arched back. And it's very stark, but the splash of red on the bottom, and as the pieces of cloth grow, to highlight like how big this issue really is. The show Bring Her Home, Stolen Daughters of Turtle Island is at the All My Relations Gallery on Franklin Avenue, and it's open through April 20th.